Sports Radio 730, The Ump, and 103.9 FM. From the Tennessee Valley Sports Authority, Sports Radio 730 The Ump presents The Griff Show with Scott Griffin. Call now, 1-866-485-WUMP. That's 1-866-485-9867. Now kicking your afternoon drive into high gear. Here's Griff.
With us here on the program, 866-485-9867, hour number two. Last hour, good one, as we got a live update from Bill Lumpkin in Daytona. Scott Tyson, live update from the Northwest Regionals at Hentzville. And now we've got our man who joins us every Thursday. Recruiting never rests. Neither does our next guest from Scout.com. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew Bone. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely, talented Andrew Bone. Boney.
Hey, what's up, Griff? How you doing?
How are you?
Staying busy. Just another day.
Just another day, as they say. Well, let's start with the obvious, and that is, we'll start up here. Grant Hill. Alabama got a couple of commitments. One, Grant Hill, who just... He's a late bloomer in the recruiting game, but one that a lot of people are starting to notice around here, and Alabama got him early.
Yeah, I think so. A big-time pickup for Alabama. A guy who's 6'6", 310 pounds, very athletic for his size, great footwork. Huge commitment for Alabama, committed Alabama over Tennessee, Georgia, Auburn, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. Actually, Georgia offered him yesterday, right before he committed to Alabama. So yeah. It was a good pickup for the Crimson Tide, and I got a chance to see him in person last year. It was back in September when I drove up to Huntsville to watch his teammate Cameron Toney and running back Josh Matthews for Decatur play against each other one night, and this offensive lineman just kept jumping out to me, and Coach Sharp told me before the game, the Huntsville State coach, he said, "You're going to need to watch this kid I've got, Grant Hill. I think he's going to be something pretty special," and I watched him that whole game, and he was quite impressive, and we got that film up online, and I think quickly a lot of schools started showing interest in him. Alabama was the first to offer, and that was that. I talked to Coach Sharp yesterday after Grant Hill committed, said that he's a once in a career type of player. He thinks Alabama got a great player in Grant Hill, and I think they did too. Definitely a big time player. And I got his film kind of late. I watched him last year back in September. I finally got his junior highlights from the whole season just this past weekend. And just watching his film from the whole year, he completely blew me away. Yeah, I had him currently rated as the number two offensive lineman in the state behind Austin Golston from Prattville, who's currently committed to Florida State. And I would have to say that Grant Hill is probably the number one guy in the state right now in terms of offensive linemen. Just, you know, his power, his strength, with his size and footwork, it's just unmatched with any recruit in the state right now.
That is fantastic. What about Jones?
Tyrene Jones, a guy who
running back, yeah,
picked up an offer from Alabama this past weekend at Junior Day, and had already had several offers, including one from Georgia, Florida, Georgia Tech, several schools across the country. And I decided it was time to go ahead and commit. He committed to Alabama, guy that scored 33 touchdowns as a junior. He's 5'9", right at about 200 pounds right now. He's going to be rated as the number one running back in the state of Georgia. I talked to our state of Georgia recruiting analyst, Chad Simmons, the Southeast recruiting analyst for Scout.com, who said that he was going to have Jones rated as one of the top five overall recruits in the state of Georgia. Now that's pretty good for Alabama, with Alabama already having probably the number one or number two recruit in Georgia with Reuben Foster, number one linebacker throughout the entire country. So Alabama's raiding the state of Georgia once again. It was funny. I got a I got an email the other day after Tyrone Jones committed to Alabama, and someone asked me. They said, "Well, why is Alabama taking all these small running backs?" And my response was, "Well, they took a small running back in Mark Ingram, who was 5'9", 200 pounds, coming out of high school, and then they took another running back, Trent Richardson, who was 5'9", about 220 pounds, coming out of high school." I said it worked out pretty well for him with these 5'9" guys. So hopefully, hopefully maybe Tyrone Jones will work out for him too.
Absolutely, our guest Andrew Bone, Scout.com, as well as at Andrew Bone on Twitter. Now, Auburn's got a big-time Georgia commit coming in this weekend, according to some folks there in the Georgia area. Milton, Georgia defensive end Carl Lawson supposedly will visit Auburn this weekend. So is this a junior day thing for Auburn, or just kids coming in at different places right now?
Yeah, definitely a big junior day for Auburn, and I think this is a big weekend for Auburn in terms of possibly adding a few commitments. Across the state, Alabama has 9 commitments, and most of those guys are guys that are going to be rated among the top recruits in the country. Auburn has 3 commitments right now. Picked up a punter commitment just the other day. And I think this is a big weekend for them. They've got a lot of top guys coming into town. Jason Smith, one of the most electrifying junior prospects in the state of Alabama, from McGill-Tulin, who picked up an offer from Alabama this past weekend, had already had an offer from Auburn and Ole Miss. I think Auburn's probably a slight leader for him right now. It would be really big if they could get a commitment from him. Jeremy Johnson, top quarterback prospect in the state of Alabama this year. Also an outstanding basketball player who's about 6'6", 210 pounds, favoring Auburn heavily. And I think that that he could possibly go ahead and make a decision. But definitely a lot of high-profile recruits heading into the plains this weekend. You mentioned Carl Lawson. They also have several other guys. Of course, DeMarcus Walker, one of the top defensive linemen in the state of Florida, is coming in town for a visit. Standish Tabard out of New Orleans, on top tight ends in the southeast, will be visiting. And a guy who just picked up an offer for today, actually, from Auburn, Cameron Milton out of Dothan High School. He's going to be visiting a very very good cornerback prospect. So that's his biggest offer right now, and I think he's very high on Auburn at this point.
That's good stuff. And what do you hear from recruits on Van Gorder, Leffler, some of the new coaches?
Well, Van Gorder is definitely making a strong impression on a lot of recruits, and I keep hearing his name being brought up by a lot of recruits. I haven't heard too much on Coach Leffler yet, but hopefully after this weekend we're going to find out how these recruits respond to him and get a good relationship with him. So I think that I think the jury's still out, though. I think that there's a lot of kids who are just waiting until that springtime when they can go to some spring practices, go to the 8A game at Auburn, and kind of see what these coaches are wanting to do out on the field.
Andrew Bone, our guest here for a few minutes, again, scout.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Andrew Bone. He's the best in the business is what's going on. How many more junior days for Alabama, Auburn's, Mississippi State's, Tennessee's, and then what's the take after that? Can guys come on their own and visit if it's not officially a junior day or something like that? Or how does that work these days and times leading before spring training?
Most of these schools have already had their junior days. A lot of schools try to have at least 2 junior days during the winter before the spring really hits. So I know Alabama doesn't have any other junior days coming up. This is going to be the last junior day for Auburn. I think Tennessee's not having a big junior day, but they're going to have a few prospects on campus this weekend, including one of the top defensive ends in the state of Tennessee, and Frank Heron, who has close to about 20 offers right now. A lot of visitors still going to different schools, and of course, a lot of these prospects throughout the next few months will be visiting campuses just kind of randomly throughout. If they can get up there during a weekday or if they can get up there for a weekend, they're going to try their best to go on visits. But you know, once the springtime hits, the spring evaluation period hits, when coaches can go on the road and start seeing these kids during spring practices, and that will really start up in May when coaches can go out on the road and see these kids during practices. And of course, a lot of these kids will start attending spring games in April. So a lot of visits going to happen, and then of course we'll be in the summer before too long, and a lot of these kids are going to camps.
It's great, and I just wondered, with all this combine stuff going on, Andrew, will kids train combine-like for June camps? That may be just the craziest question you've ever heard, but we all know the June camps, when they go to schools, are huge to get offers.
Yeah, they certainly are, and a lot of these top, not necessarily the top-tier guys, because a lot of these top-tier guys already have the offers, but for the guys that don't have the big offers, it's a big period for them to train, either with their coaches. Some will get personal trainers to kind of help them develop their skills as a, you know, not only as a football player, but as a, you know, help them improve their 40 time, their shuttle time, and you know, possibly their, you know, their vertical, standing broad jump, stuff like that. Because you know, a lot of these kids are going to do whatever it takes to help themselves earn an offer. And now, there's a lot of kids that are on the bubble right now. The coaches want to, you know, they want to see them during the spring. They want to see them at their summer camp. They want to see what they run the 40 in before they make an offer. And there, you know, there's a lot of question marks still on a lot of guys on people's recruiting boards in terms of speed, in terms of strength. And that's something that these kids really work on hard during the spring before they show up at summer camps. And of course, so I'll be having my football combines starting up in April, and a lot of kids are going to be coming there, and there we'll be testing them just like combine stuff, 40, 5, 10, 5, bench press, the standing broad jump and vertical jump, and as soon as we get those scores, those are published online. They want college coaches to see that, and hopefully you know, take notice of them. So it's something that they train very hard for, pretty much as soon as their football season over with.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see how this stuff goes and develops. And for folks listening in, June has become the new hot time. Besides these junior days, I guess the junior days would be the equivalent of that, right? And do sometimes coaches, besides trying to get those commitments from the upper echelons, like you were talking about, try to get commitments for them to come to the June camps, maybe on junior days? Hey, we want to see you.
Absolutely. And coaches, you know, not all prospects who attend these junior days have scholarship offers from these schools. There may be a handful of guys who have scholarship offers from the schools, but majority of people who visit, they don't have the offers. And the college coaches let them know. They say, you know, they'll tell them, hey, we're going to come see you during the spring. We want to evaluate you further during the spring, but we also want you to attend camp in the summer. And they'll personally invite prospects to attend their camps, and they'll tell them. They said, well, if you come out and you show out at camp, there's a possibility that we'll offer you a scholarship. So there's a lot of training and a lot of work that goes in with these high school prospects that don't have the big offers, you know, hoping to get them during the summer. And we've seen that a lot. We've seen a lot of good players pick up offers during the summer, and they're having to wait. You know, they may have 10, 15 scholarship offers, but if they want to get an offer from schools like Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, they're going to have to, they're going to have to go to camp. One guy in particular, just last year, Darren Lake, who signed with Alabama, didn't have a single scholarship offer until he had started attending camps during the summer. He attended Tennessee's one-day camp, picked up an offer from Tennessee. 2 days later, went down to Alabama, had to work out at camp in front of the coaching staff, picked up an offer at the camp, and ended up signing with Alabama. So
wow.
A lot of big-time players can end up, waiting until the summer before they get some big-time offers.
Good stuff. You can follow him at scout.com, as always. If you're not, you need to be. And at Twitter, @AndrewBone joins us every Thursday here on the Griff Show. Andrew, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, Joel. Thanks, man.
Talk to you later. Andrew Bowen again with Scout.com here on the Griff Show. 19 after the hour. We'll take a break, come back with more here on the Griff Show going to 5:30 today. Joe Dean coming up at the top. Open phone lines going on right now. Get in on the Griff Show. 866-485-WUMP. We'll be back.
The Griff Show.
Time to get in on the phones here on the Griff Show. 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP. The over-under on Trent Richardson bench pressing 35. I've got him right below 35. Jason Marks has him over 35. What do you think on that? By the way, for Trent, he is not going to be doing any on-field drills at the NFL scouting combine. He's got some minor knee surgery. Bama kept it quiet. He had the injury during preparations for the BCS National Championship game. Going to try to get ready for Bama's Pro Day. That's March 7th. Auburn's Pro Day, March 6th. But Trent Richardson's going to work out for NFL teams March 27th, according to NFL sources. Of course, he's considered the top running back in the NFL draft right now. Most draft dummy lists have him going fifth to the Buccaneers, as high as fifth. Others have him even going a little bit lower. But certainly this knee surgery is not going to affect him that much at all, I wouldn't think. I mean, if the marijuana deal doesn't affect Drake or Patrick, who's working out in Houston, it shouldn't affect this guy. Matt Kenseth passing his teammate Greg Biffle. He wins the second Daytona 500 qualifying race. Biffle leading, heading into the final lap. Tried to block Kenseth. Kenseth dives to the inside. Used a push from Jimmy Johnson. Took the lead. So Matt Kenseth gets the fourth starting spot in the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Carl Edwards and Biffle will start on the front row, their teammates. Kenseth will be lined up next to Tony Stewart. So what a great top two rows there. Edwards, Biffle, Kenseth, Tony Stewart. In the second race, Joe Nemechek, Dave Blaney raced their way into the 500. Robbie Gordon and Michael McDowell earned the final two spots in the first race. Danica Patrick, by the way, wrecking her car in the first race as well. So, yeah, she might be driving a backup car when Sunday gets here. Excuse me, 866-485-9867, 866-485-WUMP to get in on the program. Jeremy Lin has figured out that his celebrity status is probably not fleeting. So now, instead of living on the bad couch of Tracy Fields and the couch of his brother, who's in school in New York City, he's got him a nice New York City pad now. He's got an apartment of his own. It's a two-bedroom rental, the 38th floor of the residences at the W New York Downtown Hotel, overlooking the Statue of Liberty. Lynn signed a contract. How much you think that's costing him? Any guess? 38th floor, downtown hotel, New York, overlooking the Statue of Liberty. What's that going for a month?
I'm going to go $3,000 a month.
You would be way off. $13,000 a month.
Wow.
That's, now, the apartment's listed at that. The developer said Lynn got a better deal. So he got it for 10. I mean,
so he got it for 10 grand a month.
You know,
so they cut him a deal.
Is, yeah. Taking care of him. Yeah. We'll do it for 11. We'll knock $2,000 off. Lynn was waiting to see if the Knicks would guarantee a contract before he got his own apartment. So he stayed with his brother, again, a college roommate. Here's a guy that a lady that handles celebrities in the New York area said was the hottest celebrity in New York. And she was asked, oh, so you mean he's the hottest athlete? She goes, no. Celebrity. Like people opening clubs and restaurants are willing to pay $100,000 for Jeremy Lin to show up and hang out for a couple hours. That's Jim Carrey money. You know, that's Beyonce kind of cash.
That's insane.
Yeah. So he's getting all that talk and sleeping on his brother's sofa or field sofa. Well, not anymore. The Knicks guaranteed his contract. Good idea by the Knicks for the rest of the season. So now he's got a little cash to make it work. $13,000 a month, they probably knocked off a little bit, wouldn't you think? He's probably get a $10,000-$11,000. That's the going rate for the W downtown hotel. But you get that view of the lovely lady with her armpits staring at you. 866-485-9867, 866-4- The Statue of Liberty, man.
I never noticed she had hair on her armpits.
I didn't say hair. I just said armpits. You were thinking Russian shot putter.
Maybe I was.
Well,
didn't the Statue of Liberty come from France? And France usually has that stereotype.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. Francais. 866-485-9867, 866-485-WUMP to get in on the Grip Show. No more than faux. No more than faux. We're going to make a t-shirt. The BCS will be reformed in 2014. It looks like the meetings still going on. Any talk of 8 or 16 teams probably not happening. Of course, Mike Slive saying it's a marathon, not a sprint. Looks like it's probably going to be 4, which we've all been talking about. And they've got time. So don't be sitting up at night with your Adam's apple jumping up and down in anticipation of some major thing happening. Because it'll probably take a while, and they've got a while. The contract runs through the next 2 years, through the 2013 season, the 2014 bowls. So early 2014. Now, I would think they want to have something done before then, but they got plenty of time. Plenty of time. Bubbles last night. Who got burst? Well, West Virginia was awful. They played like a barking goat, as Wimp Sanderson would say. Last night, they were in the 40s going against Notre Dame. The 40s, Bob Huggins. This could have been a really good one. Now they probably got to win their last two, do some damage in their tournament. Same thing for Southern Miss. According to experts, LSU's still alive. Out of nowhere, Trent Johnson doing well. 4 straight wins. They're now 7-6 in the league. And they got wins over Marquette, Alabama, Mississippi State. Ole Miss, I get text all the time on my friend Andy Kennedy, the coach there, being dead man walking. They were in pretty good consideration, but 13-point loss to Tennessee, got spanked before that. They've lost 5 of 6. Probably out unless they make just some kind of amazing run. Alabama in on the latest projections. They've got Arkansas coming up, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip here. Do we have some Anthony Grant that we can get on some thoughts on that game? Arkansas, this is huge. This is absolutely huge game tonight. Without Jamichael Green, but playing at Arkansas where the Hogs are not sloppy, pardon the pun, 17-2. At home. Only one conference loss at home. That was to Florida last week. And Florida's playing out of their minds right now. So that was easy to see. They're just a different team at home. It's just different. It's like when Jason hangs out with the girlfriend and shaves and, you know, it's just different. Can you relate?
I don't know if it's that different. I mean, every once in a while I do show up with a 5 o'clock shadow, and of course I hear about it when I do.
That's what I'm saying. You 5 o'clock shadow one side, that'd be your road team Arkansas analogy, and then the clean shaven lovey dovey boyfriend is the home team Arkansas analogy.
What would be the blown out caveman one?
The clean shaven Jason analogy is 17-2. So count your blessings, my friend. Doing quite well. Only one conference loss too. So you're doing pretty good.
A 5 o'clock shadow is one conference loss?
Yeah. We're trying to, you know, put it in perspective.
And full-blown caveman would be 7-6 like LSU?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, maybe worse. Maybe worse than that.
The like Auburn season?
Maybe Georgia, South Carolina talk.
Ouch.
Not very nice.
Although South Carolina did beat Alabama.
Not very nice. I know. Is that amazing? But, they, you know, Alabama's so schizophrenic.
I think that was Tony Mitchell's last game, too.
Does Anthony Grant wait to make his starting lineup until he comes in the locker room before the game and see who's there? Make sure nobody's not shown up or
just takes
everybody
pieces,
got on the bus?
Takes pieces of paper and folds them up, yeah. Throws them into a hat.
Who wants to start? Here you go.
Get one of the grad assistants to just stick his hand down the cap.
Why
and
not?
Just pick out a name.
I like Iowa State as a bubble team. I think they've played very well lately. 866-485-9867 to get in on the Griff Show. First Family Mortgage is standing by for your call now. Went over there today, checked out the call center. They got all kind of folks sitting there ready to take your call, and they're manned till 9 o'clock tonight. 425-0105, 425-0105. And you can also call log on to 1FMC.com. 425-0105, 1FMC.com. And let the folks at First Family Mortgage check on your stuff. It's like checking your oil for your house, you know? It's basically making sure you are where you need to be on your house. Because you might save, you know what, I was talking to somebody today about it at lunch, and this is the answer they gave me when I was talking to them about their mortgage. They said, well, you know, it's so much trouble. Is it a lot of trouble to save $500 a month on your payment or save $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 on your loan? Is that too much trouble to gather up a few documents to see if that's going to happen? I think that's worth the trouble. You make your own determination. But they can take your information in 5 or 10 minutes, give you an idea whether you should be worth your trouble. 425-0105 and 1FMC.com. 25 minutes until the top of the hour on the Griff Show. And I was just noticing we were expecting a call from Clay Stewart, Riviera Fitness, to see what's going on with him. So we'll get to the latest on Riviera Fitness and see the different deals he's got and see what he's got going on at the old gym over there. Hey, Ryan Braun, good news for him. Won his appeal, will not be suspended for those 50 games. Now, Manny is for the Oakland A's. Ryan Braun is not. Won his appeal, will not be suspended for the first 50 games for that positive drug test late last season. So the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel breaking that. It was a false positive, an erroneous test of some sort. The appeal was held in front of Major League Baseball, the Players Association, and a third-party arbitrator. So Major League Baseball is not happy. Major League Baseball said this. They consider the obligations of the joint drug prevention and treatment program essential to the integrity of our game, our clubs, all the players who take the field. It's always been Major League Baseball's position, no matter who tests positive, we will exhaust all avenues in pursuit of the appropriate discipline. We have been true to that position in every instance because baseball fans deserve nothing less. They agreed to a neutral third-party review, and they said Major League Baseball vehemently disagrees with the decision by arbitrator Shyam Das. Now, Braun, to his credit, has maintained his innocence since word of the positive test leaked. He said it was just not right. And now a third party's come in and said, you're right. Of course, Braun won the most valuable player, 332 hitter, 33 home runs, 111 RBIs, 109 runs, stole some bases. He was fantastic. He'll be in camp tomorrow for the Milwaukee Brewers. 22 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll take a break, come back with more here on The Griff Show. Short version today, just a little bit. Bama basketball starting at 5:30. Joe Dean coming up, 5:05. Open phone lines in the next segment. Stay with us.
The Griff Show.
Welcome back to The Griff Show. Glad you're with us here. About 17 minutes till the top of the hour. You can sneak on some calls. 866-45-WUMP. While we're lining up some phone calls, we'll get our man Clay Stewart on with Riviera Fitness. Went into the University Drive location, and it just amazes me every time I look back. It's like never-ending. That's the longest building in the history of man, Clay.
Yeah, it's a pretty deep place.
It's unbelievable. It's like a football field in there.
Yeah, people don't realize until they get in there and start the workout just going from the front door to the back.
And that's why you can do everything you can do there. There's just like miles of weights, miles of cardio, rooms to do stuff. It really is a fascinating facility.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I've expanded that location four times over the last 8 years. It
wow.
keeps growing and growing. Yeah,
four times.
Yeah, I'm looking at adding a boxing gym sometime this year. I've actually been talking to a guy that plays for the NFL that's may partner up with me and put a boxing gym in there as well to go with our MMA school. So some exciting things going on.
That's great. And then now when you come up to that location, the MMA stuff is on the outside. Does that connect in the back? I've never walked back there.
It does, yeah.
Okay, so it goes around.
Yeah,
all right.
We've got about 20,000 square feet that goes straight back, and then you hang a left, and we've got another 8,000 square feet that wraps around to the left. So, yeah, it's almost close to 30,000 square feet of fitness fun in there.
That's unbelievable. Now, you've been promoting the no enrollment. So is that still going on? Tell us what the latest offers are.
Yeah, we're definitely, it's been a real popular offer that we're doing. It helps people, especially, people that may be, tight on funds a little bit right now, still trying to get over the Christmas spending hangover. But
oh, yeah.
But people, they're getting their tax money in, and we're telling them, hey, it's a great time to come in. We're doing, no enrollment fee, so it saves you, anywhere from $50 to $100 up front. And then I'm still running the $19 a month deal. If you mention the ump when you come in, mention your show. We're doing $19 a month, and that does include everything in the facility other than the mixed martial arts school. So, that's an additional fee, but that's because it's a very, expensive program to run with the quality of, the coaches and everything we offer. But it's not that much more. It's only, roughly another $40 or $50 a month more to get full MMA training.
So right, right.
It's a really good deal we're running right now.
And go into that a little bit, because I guess I fear people thinking that I'm promoting that when you do the MMA fitness training that you're going to be fighting. That's not it at all. Now, you can go there and fight some, but also there's a separate classes for people that just want to train like that.
Exactly. One of the mottos kind of our school is I have marketing material and flyers that I use. It's, train like a
UFC pro without getting the face of a UFC pro. So in one of the flyers we used is, you know, as a guy's face, you know, with the cauliflower ears and the crooked nose and the cheekbones turned sideways. And, you know, that's something that we're not pushing. You know, we do have a fight team. We have guys that train, but the vast majority of our MMA students, whether it be women, kids, you know, guys, most of them just want to learn all the mixed martial arts techniques, Muay Thai, you know, for their striking, jiu-jitsu. We teach, you know, a fully certified American jiu-jitsu school, and, you know, of course, all your wrestling techniques and everything. So, yeah, and the best part of the class is the conditioning, you know, mixed martial arts conditioning. You know, it's going to get you leaner, quicker, faster, really than any type of workout, really, that I could suggest, you know, without getting punched on. I mean, you're going to get in great shape. And, you know, the way our classes are set up, we run 2 to 3 classes a day, and the first thing that we start with is 30 minutes of mixed martial arts conditioning. So, you know, you're doing punches, kicks, jumping ropes, sledgehammering tires, you know, everything you're going to do to get your heart rate up, have a good time. And then, you know, the last part of the class, which is 45 minutes to an hour, you're going to learn, you know, either your Muay Thai striking, your jiu-jitsu position, submissions,
yeah,
you know, all that other good stuff, the technical stuff. So, yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we have over 300 students in the program, and when we have really three individuals that are fighting right now. So it kind of gives you an idea of the breakdown of the class.
Before we talk more about the fitness classes, what about the fighters? I know you're into helping promote and different things, and there were some events coming up.
Exactly. We're teaming up with Sport Fight X MMA, which is those guys are putting on an event March 24th at the Von Braun Center, and you can actually get your tickets. I think they just came available this week on Ticketmaster, ticketmaster.com. But yeah, we're really excited about that. We're going to have those guys are going to put on a great fight card. They're having professionals on the card from the state of Alabama and from out of town. We're going to have actually a guy and a girl on the card. We have a female, her first fight. And so, I mean, that'll be interesting. And so it's going to be a good time. And March 24th, that's a Saturday, you know, at the VBC. And the guys, you know, Mike Edwards and Adam Gibbs, they put on a great event, very professional. And it's going to be a great fight card. And we want everybody to come out and help support that.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Can they get tickets now, or do they need to wait? Can you get tickets at Riviera Fitness, or how's that going to work?
We should be getting tickets at Riviera Fitness next week.
Okay.
But they can go to Ticketmaster online, or call, or a Ticketmaster outlet, and they can purchase tickets now if they want to. But we should be getting actually tickets. We're gonna sell and offer in our schools starting next week.
Wow! So. All right. That's good stuff. Now, people can go to that one, and just quickly go over the Athens location again. That's another little jewel. It's not as big, certainly, as the University Drive location, but I think it's got everything you could want and more in a gym, including tanning and all the same amenities as the other.
Exactly. I mean, Athens, you know, is basically a mirror image of my Huntsville location, just along a little bit smaller scale, being it's a smaller market. Of course, but it's a 24/7 facility, which my Huntsville location is open 4 a.m. to 11 p.m. Athens is actually open 24/7, 365. It has the MMA school attached to it, and of course, it's got all your weights, your cardio, great personal training staff, you know, at Athens as well as my Huntsville location. And we offer the same group of classes other than the MMA. We offer Zumba, spinning, body, you know, group power, which is a body sculpting toning class. Aerobics, kickboxing, just a full gamut of fitness, you know, at both facilities. But yeah, Athens is a great facility, and I've expanded it 3 times in the last 5 years, and it keeps growing. And I want to keep having to bust down walls there. It's a good problem to have.
Well, it's a great problem to have. So, folks listening in, the no enrollment's still going on, and you can get in on that by calling 539-6211. I'm doing that off the top of my head. Am I right on that?
That's it. Yeah, you can go to call 539-6211. That's the Huntsville location, but if you're looking for Athens, they'll give you, you know, they'll redirect you, or you can go to RivieraFitnessCenters.com and register for that free 7-day trial pass. And that actually, when you register, that comes right to my email account, and I'll reply right back to you, and we'll set up that 7-day free trial pass for you.
That's awesome. Great stuff. Clay, we appreciate it. We'll be in touch, obviously, and keep talking about the fight as we get closer. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate
all right, buddy.
It.
That's Clay Stewart. Riviera Fitness Centers, absolutely fantastic place to go get in shape with the MMA fighting and everything else going on. 866-485-9867 to get in on the Griff Show right now. A lot of things going on. Again, the winners of the Daytona, Tony Stewart and Kenseth. Matt Kenseth win both Daytona qualifying races. Kenseth kind of slingshotting to the inside past his teammate Greg Biffle to win the second race just moments ago. Well, I say moments ago, within the last hour or so. And Jimmy Johnson pushed Kenseth to the win. So he gets the fourth starting spot. So it's Carl Edwards and Greg Biffle in the front row. Kenseth and Tony Stewart, defending champion, second row. Again, the guys that qualified today, Joe Nemechek, Dave Blaney, they're in. Robbie Gordon, Michael McDowell in on those two races. Trent Richardson, knee procedure recently, played with it in the national championship game, but the knee procedure will keep him off of on-field drills at the NFL scouting combine going on in Indianapolis right now. So he won't participate. He will have his own workout for NFL teams March 27th. March 27th. Give himself time to get back doing that. So it'll be some 20 days after Alabama's pro day and Auburn's pro day as well on March 6th, too. So Trent Richardson not working out till the 27th. Ryan Braun wins his appeal. Will not be suspended for the first 50 games. Major League Baseball upset about it. They need to just get over it and not be public with it. Just get over it. Don't worry about it. Be done with it. And, don't get any bad press for any of this kind of stuff. It's just not worth it, I don't think. So get over it. Be done with it. But we'll see if that happens. I don't know if they're going to be that smart. And Jeremy Lin, no longer on the couch, got himself a New York pad, waited till he got a guaranteed contract for the rest of the season. Or not guaranteed, a contract for the rest of the season. So now he got him a little $13,000 a month pad. They said they didn't charge him that much, but he's in that vicinity. That's pretty up there.
Hey, for
how much house could you get here in this area for $13,000 a month? A lot, huh?
For $13,000 a month, yeah, you could get a lot.
Let's see,
you could pretty much be the mayor of this area for $13,000 a month.
I think $1 million payment is about $3,700 a month for $1 million house. So he's in the equivalent of probably a $3 million a month. Now, I'm not saying the apartment is. I'm just saying the price for it.
I would think
I'm sure it's a nice apartment, though.
I'm pretty sure that $13,000 in New York would probably, wouldn't you say, probably like a maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000 a month for this area?
Equivalent, you mean?
Yeah, you've got mortgage experience.
Let's see. For
about $2,000?
Probably two.
About $2,000?
Yeah, two, maybe $2,500, probably. Let's say
that would be the equivalent of New York.
Four to five times the, I think that's about
I don't even
right.
think you could get a garbage can for $1,000 a month in New York.
No. Maybe an awning. Maybe you could sleep under an awning somewhere. At a current business, and they'd have to
an awning with one of the frames broken on it,
and they'd have to brush you out of the way to walk in the place. That's what we're talking about. Craziness, man! I'm telling you, absolute craziness, 866-485-9867. Coming up next hour, Joe Dean Jr. After the top of the hour, we'll talk Bama, Arkansas. That game, I guess, is tipping off. You know what? We're an hour away. There's guys shooting on the court right now at Bud Walton Arena. Getting out there, shooting, hanging out. Huge game for Alabama tonight. Absolutely massive. And for Arkansas, really, when you think about it. That's going to be, that might be like the old Nolan Richardson, Wimp Sanderson tete-a-tete they used to have. It just insane. Be interesting to see
Oliver Miller's coming back on the court?
Maybe. Remember Corliss those guys?
Williamson?
Todd Day? Yeah, there were some good players.
Trying to think. Oliver Miller and Corliss Williams are the only ones I could think off the top of my head for Arkansas.
Todd Day.
Yeah, Todd Day's kind of
then they had a
obscuring.
Point guard, Lee. Todd Day was great. Lee.
You had to realize I was probably like 10 years old when this
Yeah. But they all played on the same team. They were all good, really. But
Robert Horry was on Alabama around that time, wasn't he?
I want to say Lee Mayberry. Was that the point guard's name?
May have been.
May have that wrong, but they were very good. Great battles with Alabama. I think tonight will be a lot of that same leave it out on the court, spill your guts, may the better man win. We'll talk SEC basketball with Jodine coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Griff Show on the Up.
WUMP Madison, W280BA Madison, a Cumulus station. Scott Van Pelt, noon to 3 weekdays on Sports Radio 730 The Ump and 103.